UK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Mourning continues in Colorado Springs, Colorado, for the five people killed and 17 others injured in last Saturday night's shooting at a gay bar.
Resident and Club Q patron Jeremiah Harris says he woke up Sunday morning to phone calls from family members asking if he was okay. Harris says normally he would have been at Club Q on a Saturday night.
A club that I decided not to go to a night before because I was tired.
Colorado Springs resident and patron Kyle Lohr says the news is crushing.
To wake up and hear the news of the absolute carnage and devastation was... I don't really know if I have words for that. Scary. Heartbreaking. Devastating.
I'm Donna Warner.
Jury deliberations underway in the seditious conspiracy trial of Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes and four of his top lieutenants. Prosecutors say the leaders of the right-wing militia were involved in a plot to stop Congress from certifying President Joe Biden's election. Rhodes and two of his co-defendants testified, downplaying their roles in the attack on the Capitol and called the riot a spontaneous event rather than planned. The death toll continues to rise following an earthquake in Indonesia. At least 268 people are dead.
Enjot, a survivor, was tending to his cows in the hills around his home when the quake struck. After getting a call from his daughter, he hopped on his motorbike and raced home, arriving to see his neighborhood flattened. Enjot says, I heard them, other villagers, crying, screaming hysterically, looking for his mother, looking for his father, looking for his brother. I have lost relatives, and my house is also destroyed. Rescue teams carry the body of Enjot's nephew after being retrieved under the rubble. I'm Charles Duledesma.
This is AP News.
Need a great holiday gift for that special someone? Shop on Tuckett's Black Friday early access and grab the perfect style at up to 50% off. Untucked shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. Save big on our iconic button-downs, super soft flannels, and cozy sweaters during our biggest sale of the year. Shop Untucked's Black Friday early access sale today for up to 50% off at Untucked.com or 80-plus stores. Untucked shirts designed to be worn untucked.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Wisconsin's projected budget surplus just got bigger. The administration department expects the state will have collected an extra $6.6 billion by the end of June. That's more than $2 billion higher than the estimate from just a month ago. Public schools are now asking for more money, while others are calling for an end to the state income tax. The head of Quick Trip says he'll retire at the end of the year. Donald Zeitlow has been with the company for more than 50 years and president and CEO for the past 22. His son Scott takes over next year. In sports, the Bucks beat Portland last night 119-111. Milwaukee hosts Chicago tomorrow night. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Hello, Richland Center, Oshkosh, Wausau, Amory, our home base here in Waukesha. You can catch us tonight in Madison, streaming on all these streams that are streaming now. And we're here at the last hour already, my friend.
I know, it's...
It just flies.
This one's been, you know what, though? Can I just say this?
Yeah.
It is such a joy to work with you. It always has been. I mean, we established last week's a little bit of our history, and we've known each other for a long time. We were staunch morning show competitors on the FM dial.
For decades.
A long time. But we met one another, and we just... It just glued, you know, it was just so easy. And so when I do this with you, I always know that it's just going to fly by because it's like, it's, you know what it is? It's like you and I sitting down having a glass of wine.
With
I mean, it really is.
Without the profanity.
Oh, that's true. I hate to, you know what? I hate to say it, but I swear like a merchant marine. It's terrible.
I blame radio. That's where I learned how to swear. It is.
I hate to even admit this. I taught my kids how to. You know,
is that what you passed down to your children?
There was a time when Liz popped out with something, and Lou, my husband, looked at me and he said, she was two years old. And he looked at me and he goes, she didn't learn that from me. And I'm like, oh God.
Might have been me.
Oops.
Well, right back at you. It is always such a joy to work with you. And we have just had terrific guests already.
Absolutely.
With Patty Habeck from Feeding America, Eastern Wisconsin, and then Pam Yonke from the Midwest Farm Report. I love that woman so much.
She is just a fireball.
Isn't she a pistol?
Yeah.
And we've never actually met in person. I interviewed her and talked to her over the phone many years, and then finally with Zoom, we've finally been able to meet face-to-face in that way. But I really would love to meet her one day and just hang with her because she's so knowledgeable and a straight shooter and funny and just a wonderful advocate for our farmers.
I just love people who have passion. They drive me. People who have passion like she does, they're an inspiration. They really are. It's just like, hey, this is great. You should love what you do and it should love you too. And it just seems like she's getting that kind of relationship from her farmers. And she's, I just thought she was a kick.
Yeah, she is a kick. Speaking of a kick, or this would be more of a flick, I guess, coming up at 1:30, Truly Remarkable Loon, who's been juggling for 47 years based out of Madison, is going to join us to talk about him hanging up his spinning plates and all he juggles beanbag chairs. And
I know.
It's just incredible, incredible stuff. So he is going to be joining us for the last half hour of the show. Because we are so controversial, Carol, we're just going to blow it all up on the day before we leave.
Every now and then, you just got to take
a
break.
Yeah, you gotta be bold. So Christmas music.
Yeah. Don't.
Yes or no? Is it too soon? When is it too soon?
You know, I think it's true. There's a lot of places that are embracing Christmas music already. And I know that my opinion is a little bit on the controversial side because it's too soon for me. It's just too soon for me. And I just can't. There are only so many incarnations of different Christmas songs that you can make it interesting for me. but I know, but I also feel that same way about, I don't need Christmas in July, Hallmark. I don't. I just think that sometimes we're just so inundated with it that, and I, this is, people are going to hate me, but that's just my opinion. I just don't want to. I don't want to listen to Christmas music quite yet. I want to get through. And this comes from, hey, listen, I'm raising my hand. I have a Christmas tree up already.
We talked about that last week.
Yeah, the little two-footer that, you know, I just put up and I light it every morning and I get great joy out of it. But I don't have anything else up. I just have to get through Turkey Day first.
I'm with you. And, you know, I worked for a radio station that was always one of the first in the market to start playing Christmas music.
Yes, I know.
And so, if Burl Ives were alive, I would probably harm him because Holly Jolly Christmas just about sent me over a cliff.
Oh, golly.
After the 9,000th time that I heard it.
Yeah. So you've got your classics, and that's fine. And on Christmas morning, I will say, I will get up and I'll put the, like, on Spectrum. Yeah. They have the Christmas music.
Definitely.
I'll put that on, start a fire in the fireplace. We all open our presents and things like that. But then I'm done. I'm like, yeah.
Put it away.
Done.
Put it away for next year.
Done. But I feel the same way about the Christmas letter.
Send out a Christmas letter?
No.
Oh, good.
No. I send, what the cards that I send out, everybody gets I write a personalized note. I know that is very old school, and I know a lot of people don't have the time for that, but it'll be like my old college roommate. Hi, Gay. How are you and Dave? Blah, 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 blah. It's only a couple of sentences, but I just, if...
That's a nice touch.
Right. Well, if I know you really well enough to get the letter, I already know all that stuff. And if I don't, then I'm not really a true blue friend of yours. I should know all that stuff already.
And I might value a little bit more honesty instead of...
Yeah, I don't tell me young, all the trips you've been on and all the stuff that's
right.
So good. Yeah.
How about young Ricky just lost another job and his girlfriend dumped him because he can't tie his shoes?
Yeah, no, my Christmas card this year may say 2022 was really crappy to me. Love, Carol.
Let's have a little candor in our Christmas letters. Come on.
I know.
Instead of everything is hunky-dory and we traveled the world and we inherited $1 million.
Sure.
Yeah, that would certainly, now that would be worth looking forward to.
Yeah, well, I want to, if I could get a Christmas letter from the dude that won $500 million, I'd be real happy, because then I'm going to hit you up for some cash down in Illinois, the person that won that lottery.
That's right, I completely forgot
about
that.
See, you forgot about that?
And it hasn't been that long, it's only been a couple of weeks.
Yeah, see, I'm still stewing on it, because I only got one number.
Are you still ticked?
Yeah,
You got one?
One number. I bought like $30 worth of tickets, and I got one number.
That's better than a lot of folks. I mean,
I don't get anything for it.
I know, but even so, just the thrill of being able to circle it and go, ooh.
Yeah,
I got one.
So, well, now I have to ask you something. It has to do with the holidays. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
We are going to my sister's. We're going to my sister Suzanne's.
Are you going to have a traditional Thanksgiving?
We are going, because she is a more traditional than I am. So we are having she's getting a little turkey breast.
Okay.
And a little ham. There's not a whole bunch of us, Carol. It's kind of a small group. You know, there might be five or six of us. And we certainly don't and shouldn't eat like we used to.
Well, it's just one day.
I know. But, you know, and we'll probably do the green bean casserole, which I love. I wish someone would make my mother stuffing. I was talking about this to Philip Morris yesterday, and I tried to recreate her stuffing, and there was just something magical she did to it that was fabulous that hasn't been recreated.
Oh, well, just keep plugging away at it. You never know.
And I'm bringing dessert, but nobody likes pumpkin pie.
Oh, okay.
So I'm probably going to make something cherry.
I'm going to make these cranberry bars. This is a first for me because I have some fresh cranberries. And Liz
that
is
we
making...
got from that we got from the Wisconsin Grant Beer Growers
exactly, Association. Exactly. We just heard in great detail about. Liz is making. That's my daughter. She makes pumpkin pies, but she makes them out of real pie pumpkins. Like she cooks the pie. She doesn't use canned pumpkin.
Oh my!
She cooks the pumpkins and she grinds them up and then yeah. So it's got a little fresher flavor. It's a little different.
Is it nicer?
Yeah, the only thing that's off-putting about it is that it's not orange. It's more of a brown kind of color. It doesn't have that orange pumpkin-y look to it.
That's fascinating.
And she also found a recipe, may not be for everybody, but it's a bourbon pumpkin pie. So she's throwing some bourbon in it.
Now
we're talking.
Now that intrigues me.
Now we're talking.
That I find intriguing. Yeah. Is she much of a cook? Your daughter?
Both my kids are.
They are.
Yeah, both of them are. Actually, Santa, my son Alexander, Santa gave him in his stocking one year when he was five, his own knife. I know it sounds awful, but that's what Santa gave him because he wanted to help mom chop all the time. And he kept reaching for the saber that I have. And I'm like, you're going to lose a finger, dude. And I used to pull the kitchen chair, up, and he'd stand at the counter. And so he got this little fish knife with a little blade on it so he could cut his own stuff.
That's great.
But they've always been interested in cooking. But I've always been one that has said, come help mom. Come help mom, just to get them interested, because I wanted them to know how to do it. Sure. I wanted them to be able to sustain themselves when they were adults.
But it takes a lot of dedication to make a pumpkin pie from scratch. That's why I'm just so impressed with Liz's dedication to pure pumpkin.
She does nothing halfway. Nothing. I'm just going to be honest with you. Nothing.
Trying to think of who that reminds me of.
The apple didn't fall far from the tree.
Not far at all.
No. But so, yeah. So I'm going to go to my brother's.
Isn't regular turkey and stuffing and smashed potatoes and all that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what will you bring? Do you bring something?
I'm the appetizer lady. Ooh. I bring all kinds of appetizers. And I make everybody full and not even want the dinner. So we have appetizers and cocktails for like 2 hours. And then all of a sudden we're supposed to sit down at the table and eat a full meal. And it's, you know, I'm surprised that we have all these leftovers to bring home. It's like we get stuffed. We're pigs. We're pigs.
Well, it like you said, it's the one day you missed our conversation. Brooke was here with Colin Yelich, Christian Yelich's brother. They actually have a contest, Carol, where everyone weighs themselves before dinner and then they weigh themselves after dinner to see who consumed the most food.
Oh, you're kidding.
And I said, and the women in your family do this willingly?
And he said, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, be darned.
Even mom.
Wow.
I know. That's like my worst nightmare.
I just went to the doctor this morning. I turned around. I said, I'm not looking. He goes, you got to get on the scale. This is your physical. And I'm like, write it down. Don't tell me.
You're listening to Jane and Carol, As Goes Wisconsin. We have truly remarkable loon coming up at 1:33. Going to talk next about this gem that is up for sale in downtown Milwaukee. If you're looking for a mansion, this is the place for you. Stay close. You're listening to the Civic Media Network.
With arsenic sauce, you're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sauce. Your hearts are dense tomato spots with moldy purple dots. Mr. Grinch, Mr. Grinch, Mr. Grinch.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
the manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. Ashiro's day is never done, so let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit ashiretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with a high of 44. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 24. Tonight, clear skies. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 50. Upper 40s Thursday with a chance for scattered showers. Turning cooler Friday with highs in the upper 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
I know water that's thicker than blood, that's deeper than love with my friend.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin, Jane and Carol. Carol and Jane with you until 2 o'clock, just moments away from having the truly remarkable Loon joining us at 1:33. But first, I have been in this building, and it is fantastic. And if you've never been inside the historic Schuster Mansion that is on Wells Street in downtown Milwaukee, it's going up for auction, baby.
Really?
Have you ever been in there?
No.
You must.
No, Brooke just showed me a picture of it, and it's spectacular. It is spectacular, but I guess I didn't realize that it was opened. It's a bed and breakfast, right? Am I correct?
And it has been for a long time.
Okay.
But certainly the owners have lived there while operating this bed and breakfast, and it's gone through many iterations over the years. Obviously, like a lot of these, taking on a project like this is no small thing. It was built in 1891.
Okay. I mean, it's a beautiful building on the outside. Now, why is it going up for auction?
I think the owners, they have done it for 15 years, and they've had enough. They sunk a whole bunch of money into this place. They spent $1 million in renovations, including a $200,000 Victorian-themed garden.
Wow.
And hand-stenciled wallpaper. It's a real popular place for weddings and probably, you know, little tea parties. They have tea parties. They teach table etiquette and history lessons. In December of last year, they racked up 700 reservations just for tea.
Wow. But isn't that interesting? That's charming.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And so you and your friends can get, you know, a little fancified and get dressed up a little bit and then go look at this incredible mansion. There's room for, I believe, 18 guests.
Wow.
With all different kinds of guest rooms.
You know what? We need a little bit of that old world charm, I think. You know, I mean, seriously, a little bit of that old world charm. I hope it goes into the hands of somebody who really respects it for its history and things like that. And I do think that buildings like that have a soul.
Oh, without a doubt.
They have a soul. You know, it's like the Pabst Mansion. And if you haven't been to the Pabst Mansion at Christmas time,
you got to go.
You got to go. It's absolutely spectacular. So do you know when this thing goes up for auction?
The auction ends, the online bids end December 17th.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's coming up on it.
It's coming up in just a couple of weeks. But yes, included in the property, 7 guest rooms, enough space for 18 guests, 1,200 square foot private quarters for the innkeepers, which is really pretty nice. And as you said, the people who take on something like this do it because they recognize how unique and special and wonderful and soulful it is. Because that's one of the, you know, the whole boulevard and Wisconsin Avenue, too, was lined with all kinds of mansions that over the years just got torn down
right,
because people couldn't keep up with the upkeep.
Right, right. And, you know, the thing is that We are very fortunate here in the Milwaukee area or southeastern Wisconsin area to have some of these just utterly spectacular homes that were built back at the turn of the century for some of the, you know, the brewery magnates and things like that. So I hate to see it get lost. I hope to Lord, good Lord, that it doesn't get torn down, but I hope somebody buys it that really loves it.
I am curious, and I don't know the answer to this, why they are putting it up for auction and not just
for sale.
And not just putting it up for sale. There must be an advantage to that.
Boy, you know what? I have no idea.
Because you still have to have an auction house handle it.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know? So it's not like you're going to end up, somebody's going to get a commish.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Right?
I would think so. I find I have 18 people. It can hold 18 guests.
Yeah. It's a big place. I did. And there's also, at least there used to be, there was a small theater in the basement because I did a murder mystery there.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
I was in a murder mystery there many, many, many years ago.
Before the murder mysteries became...
Before they were murdered.
But you know what? That would be a great place to set up a company like that, having a murder mystery company there where you can take some of these rooms and make them into, because that's big, but that's huge business right now. I have a friend
Do you really?
She does that all, well, she doesn't own one of these, but she does them all the time.
No kidding.
All the time. She loves them. It's just it's when we go back to the seek and hunt thing, and it's the pride of being able to solve in the time that you are allotted, and
who done it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's very cool. That would be great for that place.
Well, if you want to take a look at it, we have a link to the article, and you can find the pictures as well. Brooke, our social media czarist, has everything up on our podcast. You can go to asgoeswisconsin.com. You can go to civicmedia.us. If you have not yet downloaded Carol, the Civic Media app, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, no, we've been talking about it quite a bit, and people should just partake in that.
You know what's so great about it, though, seriously, is you can listen to all of our stations all across the state of Wisconsin in Amory and Oshkosh and Wisconsin Rapids and Wausau and Madison for Devil Radio over there. And it just gives you an opportunity to see what's going on around the Civic Media Network because we are all around the state now.
Yeah, I was going to say it gives you an opportunity to find out what people are doing, you know, because we get kind of caught up in our little cocoon and we don't pay attention to some of the things that are happening and elsewhere around the state. And as we just talked about, like with the Wisconsin Dells, you know, it's fun to hear what people up in, you know, Bayfield are doing or people in the northeastern part of the state or Eau Claire, you know, what's up with them. And it's interesting. So it's a great app to have. So you should download it.
All right. Civic Media app. Make sure you download it and stay close. When we come back from the break, we'll be joined by truly remarkable loon Jane and Carol with you on As Goes Wisconsin.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com. The Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Jenny.
It's up to all of us. It's not just up to Democrats. Are we ready to rid our country of this perversion and deception? You know, are we sick of massacres at churches, grocery stores, theaters, concerts? Are we sick of adults forcing children who are raped into pregnancy? When is enough enough that we're going to vote all those fascists?
I'm putting you down for Caller Hall of Fame today. We have to carry these messages, even if the Democratic Party is incapable. You keep it up, sister.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter. It's not a-
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents.
I'm Tim McGuire with an AP News Minute. The Thanksgiving travel rush is back on this year as people are catching planes in numbers not seen in years to reunite with loved ones and enjoy some normalcy after two holiday seasons marked by COVID-19 restrictions. Julie Walker reports the roads and airports will be crowded.
AAA predicts nearly 55 million people will travel for Thanksgiving. That's only 2% less than in 2019. James Daly's family is flying earlier in the week to save money.
The economy's low. Concerning, but that's life, you know, and we still got to spend time with the family and people because that's more important than just things.
Airlines and the TSA say they're ready for the crowds, but Joe Rodriguez is saving by not flying.
They wanted it like $300 for one way, and I was like, well, that's too much. And I found out the Amtrak, only $42.
In addition to planes and trains, there's automobiles. Despite higher gas prices, AAA forecasts almost 49 million people will drive.
I'm Tim McGuire.
Need a great holiday gift for that special someone? Shop on Tuckett's Black Friday early access and grab the perfect style at up to 50% off. Untuckett shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. Save big on our iconic button-downs, super soft flannels, and cozy sweaters during our biggest sale of the year. Shop Untuckett's Black Friday early access sale today for up to 50% off at Untuckett.com or 80-plus stores. Untuckett, shirts designed to be worn untucked.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnier with your headlines. Attorney General Josh Call filed a lawsuit in July to overturn Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban. But in the next legislative session, the GOP-controlled legislature could introduce amendments for rape and incest or pass an abortion statute that would become law. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he would consider exceptions for rape and incest and be willing to make a police report a requirement in those cases. A spokeswoman for Governor Evers says Evers would veto such a police report requirement. Any proposals the Republicans are discussing don't address issues faced by doctors and patients or the fact that OBGYN students in Wisconsin now have to cross state lines to finish their programs. The lawsuit delayed until February could be pushed out as far as August of next year. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Make them laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? Ah, ah. My dad said be an actor, my son, but be a comical one.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin, Jane and Carol with you until 2 o'clock, broadcasting across the Civic Media Network. So excited to be talking to our next guest. Born and raised in Madison, juggling for 47 years, truly remarkable loon is going to have his final show on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, and he joins us now in his purple office. How are you, Loon? Thank you so much for being with us.
I'm very good. I'm having a good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
So many questions.
Yeah, so I don't even know where to start.
How about if I give you the answers and then you come up with
We'll do a reverse Johnny Carson kind of thing. Juggling. So did you do this as a kid? Was this always in your wheelhouse? Where did that even start?
I didn't learn to juggle until I was 20. By juggling standards, that's very late. All the really good jugglers, some of them learned when they were 3 years old. Most people can learn at about age 11. So, but I saw a fire juggling act when I was 20, and I was inspired. I don't care how hard that is. I'm going to learn how to do that. I want to be able to throw flaming torches and catch them. And
so then how did you make this into a living? I mean, when you were growing up, was there something that you focused on that you wanted to be, but then you got, then this life path came in your direction?
I didn't graduate high school. I had a lot of behavior issues. So I never really had any particular life direction. I was just kind of blown in the wind a lot. I took opportunities. Whenever something interesting happened or was available to me, I would take opportunities, take chances. And first I learned how to juggle. And I was a very dedicated juggler. I practiced every day. I rarely went any place at any time without bringing some type of juggling props with me. And then in Madison, the second year I was juggling, I saw a street juggling act, which was the first time I'd ever seen an act. And I thought, well, I have the personality. I've always been kind of a show-off and class clown kind of guy. So I could do that. And then I started pursuing street juggling first. I was a street performer for 7 years. I lived entirely out of my hat for 7 years. I started out in the street performing mecca of the United States, which is Key West, Florida. I don't know if... Have you been there?
I have never been to Key West, but I hear it's beautiful. Jane's shaking her head.
I have been there, and I can see where that would be a good place for busking.
Yeah. There's a place called Mallory Square that's a big dock that faces the west. And every day of the year, there are crowds of tourists that come there to watch the sunset. It's a spectacular view of the sunset. So all kinds of buskers, from magicians to jugglers to rope walkers. There was a lizard act guy. There was a guy that walked on broken glass. And they all performed. And you could do two shows. You had to do one that had to end before sunset, because that's why everybody actually came. They came to watch the sunset. So when they'd be watching your act, and when the sun would turn out, they would... And then once the sun was under the horizon, if you started right up again, you could do a second show before it got too dark there to juggle.
Busking is a way to develop a really thick skin, I would think, as a young performer.
Yeah. And in Key West, on the pier there was often 10 other acts. So if you weren't doing something very visually and comically or somehow interesting, people would just turn around, and 10 feet behind them would be a snake charmer or guy that walked on tightrope or who knows what. There were so many different kinds of acts there.
Well, now, but you're not just a juggler. I mean, you expanded into all kinds of things for entertaining everybody. I mean, how did that happen?
Well, I'm not a very good juggler. I've never been a great juggler, but I'm a good entertainer. I'm a good performer. I'm funny. Or that's what people tell me. I like to tell jokes. I tell jokes a lot as if they were true stories. That is often gets people. And I'm a really good entertainer. So juggling is kind of my foot in the door. And then when I start to do my act, the funny things I say, the way I do things, it's a lot more than juggling. So a technical juggling act, like if you go to Las Vegas and you go to Circus, they have a juggling act, but it lasts 7 or 8 minutes. And the person usually doesn't talk, but does, five balls and 10 rings behind the back. It does all kinds of technically astounding stuff. But I've always juggled more simple things, but a lot of talking and a lot of funny things. I bill myself as a comedy juggler. So the comedy is first.
Loon, I want to back up again to when you were just learning how to juggle, when you said you were around 20. How many? So if you practice for a couple hours every day, did you have bruises all over? I mean, did you drop things on yourself? Did you hit yourself in the head with things? You must have smacked yourself a couple times.
Well, there was times, initially when one learns how to juggle, usually I learned how to juggle with balls. When I teach juggling now, I usually teach with scarves. So those, you can learn the juggling pattern, but since they fall very slowly, you can learn the pattern in a very easy way. Ah. And then you can start to switch to things like balls that, you know, move a lot faster. And for me, the progression was I learned how to juggle balls, and then I learned how to juggle clubs. And then I built a set of terrible juggling torches because I didn't really understand how to build juggling equipment at the time. I had hitchhiked to Guatemala for the winter, and I cut some bamboo sticks and wrapped cotton rags around the end of them. And they seemed too light, so I wrapped some heavy wire around the end, and the balance on them was terrible. The ends of them were hollow bamboo, so when they'd hit your hands, if you didn't catch them just right, the edge of the bamboo would... So, yeah.
Wow.
I also made the mistake that I thought, well, I'm going to juggle these in the dark.
Oh, God.
My very first time, and... When you juggle torches in the dark, all you can see is the part you're not supposed to catch.
I'm fascinated. That's hilarious because I never even thought about that. Because I'm not a juggler. I'm fascinated by the name. Can you tell the story of how you got your name?
Well, I'm first generation American. My parents came from Germany just 2 years before I was born, and they gave me a name. My birth name was Stefan, which in English might be translated to Stefan, but everybody called me Steve. And when I was a kid, I had a pretty bad speech impediment, and I couldn't say the letter S very well. So I didn't like being called Steve because I couldn't say my own name. So I switched, I went for a long time by my family name, which was Albert. And then I would get in trouble at school because they would call, you know, Stefan, and I wouldn't answer because I was calling myself Albert. And then they'd say, well, who's that extra kid? Well, I'm Albert. You know. So, and I tried out a bunch of different names. And then I was on a boating trip in the Boundary Waters in the summertime, and it rained for 11 of the 13 days that we were out. And I decided after about the second day that I was going to ignore the rain. It was July. It was relatively warm. So I went swimming in the lake every day, and then I dry off with my sopping wet towel and hang it up in the rain to dry. And there was loons on the lake, and I tried to swim out to the loons every day. And I never got there because they were much better swimmers than I ever was or will be. And my friend that was with me on the trip started calling me Albert of the Loons. So then Albert got dropped and I was simply Loon. And then the next summer I was living in northern Wisconsin with some friends we lived in a teepee and we were building a stone house. And when we got to the roofing part, I was very skinny back then. And everybody fell off the roof because it was very steep. The final drop was only about 8 feet, so it wasn't like, you know, like fall off a second story roof. But I was the only person that did not fall off the roof because I was so skinny. And one of the people that I was working with said, "That's truly remarkable, Loon."
Oh, wow. And I thought, there you go. Hey,
that's it. I'm going to go with that. And so.
And a name is born.
Yes.
And yeah. You have your social security card and everything is truly remarkable, Loon.
Yes. All my identification, my passport, my driver's license, my library card, they all say truly remarkable, Loon. And do you know about Pastafarians?
I do.
I am a Pastafarian, so my driver's license picture, I am wearing a colander on my hand.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. I can't imagine what the DMV says to you when you come walking in to get your picture taken.
You know, it was a very interesting experience. There was a lot of people standing in line that was wondering, and I have a purple colander, no less. And they were very interested that, you know, other people that were going there to get their license or whatever. What's going on? What's that thing on your head? And then when I got up to the front of the line, there was no questions asked. The eye contact, here's your paper, sir. No eye contact at all. No questions asked about that. Like, this, you're not messing with this guy. Yeah. Just get him out of here.
And do you just crack up people at passport control too? Or do they just, it's like, we've seen everything. This is nothing new.
One time when I tried to board an airplane, the person, the TSA person, thought this can't possibly be a name. And then she called her boss over, and the boss said, "Oh, look, the name matches the name on the boarding ticket. Let them on."
That's so funny.
The other thing, Facebook, I've been kicked off of Facebook at least a half a dozen times because it's a fake name.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, and then you have to send them a picture of your passport or your driver's license, and then 2 weeks later, they reinstate you on Facebook. And then it's happened to me about once a year since I've been on Facebook.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So where did the purple come from, or the periwinkle? Where did that come from? Is that like your favorite? Is that your favorite color, or is that the favorite color of your you know, friends, or what?
Well, one of my other many adventures, I lived in Hawaii for many years, and I met somebody who explained to me that different colors have effects on people. So he explained, you know, that brown makes you invisible, and blue is blue because of blue-collar workers. People are going to expect you to work. And so I tried out that next year. I was sewing my own clothes back then, and I made clothes in all these different colors, and purple was the funniest color. So this was about 1980, and I could walk into some place, and I'd be dressed in head to toe in purple, and people immediately would say... So, you know, my goal in life is to make people laugh. So all I had to do was walk in the door and they'd be laughing.
So purple is the funniest color?
For me.
Okay.
For me. So, you know, it's an individual thing. And yellow was close. Yellow is a close, but it shows dirt really bad.
Oh, I bet. Well, we are going to continue our conversation. Truly Remarkable Loon is our guest. He has been juggling for 47 years, and he's hanging things up the day after Thanksgiving. We'll have more details about that. And Loon, we hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Jane and Carol on As Goes Wisconsin and the Civic Media Network.
Hi, it's Don Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha, inviting you to catch our coverage of this year's 2022 Waukesha Christmas Parade, Sunday, December 4th. The coverage starts at 3, the parade starts at 4. We'll be live in front of the Walk Radio Studios talking to the marchers, the participants, the fans, and all the people that make this parade in this community a very special place. Waukesha Christmas Parade, covered here on Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out The Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with a high of 44. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 24. Tonight, clear skies. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 50. Upper 40s Thursday, with a chance for scattered showers, turning cooler Friday with highs in the upper 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Stand be happy. Simple thing to do. Believe in your dream, and your dream will come true for you. Be red sunshine.
Welcome back to Ask Us Wisconsin with Jane and Carol. We are on the final segment of our show today, joined by truly remarkable Loon, who has been juggling for 47 years. And you've got three final shows, Loon, this Friday. Why don't you tell us about that?
So I'll be performing on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, which is, in my book, Purple Friday. And it's at the Overture Center for the Arts in Madison. It's their Saturday morning series, which is they're holding on a Friday.
How does that work?
I know. It's always been Saturday, but this time it's Friday. And they do three shows in the, it's called Kids in the Rotunda. There's this beautiful round stage downstairs in the bottom of the Overture Center. It holds about 400 people. And there's three shows. And actually, there's usually two, but they added a third one because they're expecting a big turnout. I have quite a following. So the shows are at 9:30, 11, and 1 o'clock this coming Friday at the Overture Center for the Arts. The shows are free. So if someone doesn't like the show, I can give them double their money back.
That's an excellent guarantee.
There you go. Well, now, in all honesty, Loon, this has got to be kind of a bittersweet thing for you. You've done this for so long, and you're hanging up your hat, if you will. What's the future hold for you? What are you going to be doing?
Well, I did a lot of juggling shows in my life. I didn't do a lot of things because, well, am I going to go on this canoeing trip or am I going to go juggling? Well, I'm going to go do a juggling show. So I'm going to do this winter. I'm going to go skiing again, which I actually have done most winters, but I'm really looking forward to an extended ski trip in Colorado and maybe a second time out in Idaho. I'm going to plant trees. That's one of the things that I really started doing in the last years. I run the Little Free Tree Library and propagate and give away trees and plant quite a few of them as well.
Do you plant them just all over Madison or?
Some of my trees get exported further. Usually people come and pick them up. We do have the jumping worm, one of the gazillion invasive species. So I try not to send them too far. Though if you look at a map of the United States, the jumping worms are from like New Jersey into Colorado. So really, you know, some people say, oh, no, I don't want them, but you're going to get them. They're like the emerald ash borer or what's the new one, the spotted lantern fly yeah. That's coming in. You know, so, but I plant trees primarily on private property. I discourage people from planting on public property because, as a rule, the municipalities don't like it. They think, oh, this is our terrace. We'll decide where the trees are going to be planted. And in Madison, and I'm sure in Waukesha too, you've had the emerald ash borer that.
Oh, yeah.
12% of all trees in Madison are ash trees, and the city started by cutting down about 50% of city ash trees, and And pretty much all the ash trees in Wisconsin are doomed. You know.
Now, going back to the juggling thing, what was the hardest thing for you to learn for your act?
Well, I used to juggle five balls, which in my guesstimate, less than 1% of everybody that learns how to juggle can do five balls. But there's a lot of jugglers that do 7, 9. There's a few jugglers that do 11. But five balls was extremely difficult for me. And then in 2007, I tore one of my rotator cuffs. And I never got back to that juggling level. And so that was, you know, technically the most difficult thing.
Okay. Truly Remarkable Loon is our guest. You can catch his one of his final three shows this Friday in Madison. And if you go to asgoeswisconsin.com, if you want to check out our podcast, we will have all of the links you should be able to find there if you want more information about Truly Remarkable Loon, including his little free tree library. Loon, I'm curious, where is the most exotic place that your juggling has taken you?
Oh, gosh. I had a spectacular 2-week tour in New Zealand. I had just such a great time. My juggling opened every door. Every single day, I got invited to go sailing with people the next day, or to go hiking with them on a glacier, or come out to the sheep farm, or New Zealand is a really fun place to be.
And it is the cleanest country I have ever seen. I swear they vacuum every night.
Yeah, but I've also, I've traveled all over the United States. I toured in Arkansas a couple of times, which is a very, you know, it's the same country as Wisconsin, but it's a very different place.
Yes, I know. My sister used to live in Little Rock. I've been there. That was a very interesting visit, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, now, okay, so you're off and you're going to right into the retirement sunset. I really very much hope that you enjoy all your time together and with the family and going on ski trips and, you know, take the time. At this point in time in your life, it's time to just sit back and enjoy, you know?
Yeah, I have two grandsons now. My two daughters are grown. I have two son-in-laws. I took my younger grandson to Germany to meet most of my family over there 2 years ago.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah, he was 2 years old. We had such a blast together. And I want to take my older grandson, he's 12 now, I want to take him to Germany. And he's going skiing with me now, too, all the time.
Oh, fun. But are your daughters like, Dad, don't teach him how to juggle. Please, God, don't teach him how to juggle.
No, my oldest daughter's actually, both of my daughters are fairly accomplished jugglers. But they have other interests in life, you know, and I'm interested in them in jugglers. My oldest daughter won the Flamingo Award at the 1999 World Juggling Festival.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Which is an award for the most up-and-coming female juggler at the festival.
That's fantastic. Well, it has been just a delight talking to you. Congratulations on your long, long, successful career. And I'm sure whatever you do, you will go forward and do it with a lot of joy and a lot of purple.
Yeah, my arms are really looking forward to a rest.
Truly Remarkable Loon. Thank you again.
Thank
Happy
you
holidays.
So much. Happy holidays.
Same to you. Thanks for having me.
You bet.
You have been listening to Jane and Carol. Civic Media Network, As Goes Wisconsin. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We will be back with you on Monday.
Yeah, Kristen will be back on Monday, and it'll be interesting to hear of her travels and how her honeymoon went. So that's great.
Honeymooner is going to be back. Thank you, Carol Kane, my friend.
Thank you.
Take care, everyone. Keep it right here. Dueling Tangents is next.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
It's all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.